So the readings for the 24th Sunday after Pentecost are taken from the sixth Sunday after the Epiphany. So the epistle is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Brethren, we give thanks to God for you all, making remembrance of you in our prayers without ceasing, being mindful of the work of your faith and labor and charity, and of the enduring of the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ before God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved of God, your election, for our gospel hath not been unto you in word only, but in power also, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much fullness, as you know what manner of men we have been among you for your sakes. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, receiving the word in much tribulation, with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that you were made a pattern to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you was spread abroad the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith, which is towards God, is gone forth, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves relate of us what manner of entering into we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols and served the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised up from the dead, Jesus, who hath delivered us from the wrath to come. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 13. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to the multitudes. The kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which is the least indeed of all seeds, but when it is grown up, it is greater than all herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and dwell in the branches thereof. Another parable he spoke to them, the kingdom of heaven is likened to leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal until the whole was leavened. All these things Jesus spoke in parables to the multitudes, and without parables he did not speak to them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things hidden from the foundation of the world. Please be seated. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We find today the text of today's Mass at the time period after the Epiphany. And it's one of the things that in that time period, it is something of showing truly that we see the kingdom of God. And so in today's Mass, we see an illustration of how then this kingdom of God is the growth of it is shown. It's shown by two parables, one being the mustard seed, the other being the three measures of leaven. And so with that, we can also look at it in terms of our faith. Yes, our Lord was referring to the kingdom of heaven, but in some ways it was also then the spreading of our faith. Because one, we know with the early church, that the apostles, that they were meant to go out to preach the word of God. And they were meant to go out to the whole world in preaching that word. And so it's something that our Lord gave to them, that task, that mission that they had. And so therefore it was meant to spread then the faith to everyone, to give them that opportunity. But it's also interesting to see how our Lord said that he would speak in parables, as the prophets said that he would. That our Lord speaking in these parables, it is not meant for everyone to understand. And why is it that way? Is because the people turn a deaf ear to the word of God. I mean, just as the Jewish people rejected our Lord out of their own pride of not, this was not what they expected. They wanted an earthly king. And so when our Lord came and showed to them that his kingdom was not of this world, that is when they rejected him. And so that is where then we go back to the idea and understanding that when God speaks, not everyone will listen. Not everyone will hear that. Or at least not everyone will understand it. And they will not understand because they don't want to hear. They don't want to know. And that is something that we have to try to grasp for ourselves. As I say, the application, then we can look at it in terms of our own faith. Well, that's why I started off when I said, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. It is one thing that we hear God's word, but it's completely different than if we don't keep God's word. Yes, we hear it, but then do we live it? I mean, do we truly live what we hear, or do we make our applications of that? And that is something that we see with this modern world. You know, they will hear what they want to hear. They will do what they want to do. But even as Catholics, we have that same mentality at times. In some ways, we think we know better than that. We know better than Almighty God and the rules that He has given to us, the commandments that He has laid down. And so we start making our own applications, or we make our own decisions on things. Well, this is not that important. Which it can't be that way for us. God has very clearly laid down rules for us. And by laying down those rules, He expects us to follow them. Not what we want to hear, or what we want to follow, or what we want to listen to. He lays down very clearly, and since God has created us, He knows exactly what we need. He knows what we need in order to follow. And so then when we start considering, then He gives this application of showing of how then something will start small. And that we can see with the Church of God. It started very small. By the blood of the martyrs, it was able to grow. And obvious that those who persecuted the church at the time, when they did so, they thought they would cut it off. They thought that they would stop the church from growing. But the only thing that they ended up doing is allowing it to grow more. Because their example, because of their faith, because of them giving up their life for God, it would allow the church to grow. And so then we see then this parallel that our Lord gives. And so you have the mustard seed being a very small seed. Then it grows into something much bigger than that. And that should be the same thing for us to understand with our faith. Our faith starts off something that is small. We're learning our faith. We're learning about our faith. And then it is meant to grow to be something that is greater. Greater from the fact that it allows us then to live a life more pleasing to God. The more that we understand, the more that we learn about our faith, the more then we should try to give to God. But certainly we also understand the more that is given to us, the more that is expected out of us. So all the more so should we try to give ourselves to Almighty God. And that is also what you see in the epistle of this Mass too. Of how these people turned away from idols, turned away from things to come to the true faith. And that they lived their faith that it would be something that they then in turn went out and tried to preach to other people too. Macedonia, Achaia, these different places, they were meant to try to give their faith to other people by their example, by the preaching of their faith. And so that is what we're meant to do also by our example, by our preaching of our faith, that we give people the understanding of what our faith is. Because again, we go back to the fact of we know our faith. We've been taught our faith. We should love our faith. And therefore, by that loving of our faith, is give that out to the world that is around us. But how many times are we affected by that? Are we affected by the world around us to where we don't show our faith? We're afraid to. We're afraid to being mocked. We're afraid to being shown, okay, well, why are you living that way? We have to defend our faith at that point. But that is something that we see from sacred scripture, we see from the words of our Lord, we're expected to do. We're expected to live our faith, we're expected to show our faith to the people around us. And so yes, it's meant to grow, it is meant to continue to grow. And that's what's sad a lot of times when people, when they stop studying their faith, they stop learning their faith. It doesn't end for us. We are meant to continue to study the catechism. We are meant to continue to read spiritual books, to learn more about our faith. So therefore, we'll be able to give it to other people. And so, but we also have to recognize the fact that some people will turn a deaf ear to that. And so it's important for us to not be a part of that group, to hear the word of God and to live it. And that is why we try to pass on our faith to our children, that we hand on to them so that they can live their faith too. But are we doing that? Are we giving them the understanding of their faith? Do we help them to live a truly Catholic life? Or do we give them the mixed message of living with the world, and that's all they really see? They come to Mass here on Sunday, and that's it. They're done. That cannot be the way that it is for us. Not all will listen, not all will follow. That's why then our Lord says at the end of the gospel that it may be fulfilled, which has been spoken by the prophet, saying, I will utter things hidden from the foundation of the world. That it will remain hidden to some people. And why? Because they have turned a deaf ear to God. It is not that our Lord says, well, I don't want them to listen. I don't want them to hear. I don't want them to understand. Our Lord came for all, but many rejected him. Many turned their deaf ear to God. And whatever reason, whether it was out of pride, weakness, because they wanted to live the way of the world, doesn't matter. They didn't listen to the word of God. And so that is why it's so important for us to understand what our Lord is trying to help us to understand in these parables. Our faith is meant to grow. We will have our difficulties just like the early church had. We will have our struggles. We will have all of these things, but it is meant for those things to help us to grow, to learn more about our faith, to live our faith more. I mean, just as the expression that a metal is tried in fire, the same thing for all of us. The trials we have, the temptations we have, the difficulties we struggle with, those are meant then to help us to have a stronger faith, more reliant upon Almighty God. I mean, that is what is meant for all of us. And so that is why we must pray for a stronger faith. We must pray to have that understanding of our faith, but we must live our faith. As I say, it's too easy a lot of times that we just go the way of the world. We hear what we want to hear, we listen to what we want to listen to, and that's where it ends. We've got to understand what God is calling us to, what he has given to us, and to be thankful to Almighty God for that. And again, looking at what we see in the epistle, thankful for the people that are willing to live their faith now. They've turned away from idolatry. They turn away from these things. And now they're trying to go out and they're trying to preach to other people. We too can do that. We can preach to other people by our example. We can help other people in learning the faith because of who we are and how we live our life. And that is what God expects from every single one of us. And so let us pray for these graces. Let us pray for this strength. Pray to the poor souls in purgatory. They've made it. They have saved their souls. Now it's just a time period for them to get to heaven. But certainly once they get to heaven, they will remember all those that have tried to help them get there. But let us pray that we have too that strong faith, that we live our faith day in and day out. In season, out of season, as St. Paul says as he preaches. And that we remember from our Lord's Sermon on the Mount when he talks about the 8 Beatitudes. It gives us truly the spirit of the kingdom of heaven. Because he goes through and mentions, blessed are the poor, blessed are the meek, blessed are the persecuted, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.